This is the Hyper Pro in a slightly different buoy mode configuration. We attached a large black flotation collar to the profiler system and added white PVC tubing to distance the sensors from the buoy. The sensors are set at approximately the same level. For above water measurements, it is expected that the water level reaches the middle line of the buoy. On the left is the irradiance or ED sensor, which receives downwelling light. On the right is the radiance sensor, which receives water-leaving radiance, or LW, when a slightly larger black cone is attached to the end of the sensor shown here. This relatively newer Lee method allows for only two sensors, as discussed earlier, because LW is now measured directly. For the more typical buoy setup, see the previous diagram with the yellow buoy collar. If the PVC extensions used in this setup are not completely secure, the sensors can often move while floating. It is important to keep both sensors vertically aligned during measurements. To put the buoy Hyper Pro in the water, it is recommended that one person gently holds the connector cable on top while the other holds the instrument body, slowly dropping the instrument into the water. Pay attention to the fact that the Hyper Pro may tilt a good deal due to the wakes caused by other vessels or large waves or high wind speeds. While the cone is designed to minimize splashing of the instrument lens, it is better to wait for calm surface conditions if possible, if only so that more of the data will be within the required tilt angle and usable later.